For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini. My guest today is Hannah Pamonte, who is a recent graduate of Whitworth University, and she, along with fellow graduates Katie Smith and Melissa Jones, have just received one of Spokane Arts Saga Grant Awards. And a Saga Award is awarded to individuals or nonprofit arts organizations to pursue a specific art project. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So your project is called the Bird Nest Installation.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it and where the idea came from.
So we will be constructing a giant movable bird nest, and we'll be transporting it throughout areas of Spokane. And it will find temporary homes in elementary schools and libraries. And the idea is that it's facilitating this area for kids to explore, find this place of escape. And what we want to do is make the art of Spokane more accessible to them. And so the idea driving the project is by bringing the project to the students themselves. So we're really excited about it. And I would say the idea that like drove the entire project was Katie and I are both very interested in translating elements of nature. And so we wanted a project that kind of meshed these ideas of making art more accessible, as well as using nature to make it more accessible. So that's kind of the whole idea behind it.
And you mentioned that you want children to interact with it. So I'm trying to imagine what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
How big is it going to be? What kind of elements are going to be involved with kids?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So it's going to be pretty big. I would say about 6 or 7 feet in the height, as well as like 5 feet in width. But the best way to describe it is, I don't know if you've ever seen those like weaver nests. So it's kind of like that in terms of, or like imagine like an igloo, but made out of twigs, where the kids can actually get inside the installation itself. So essentially it's a glorified fort for them, but it's going to be a really cool fort that they can get in, participate in. So we're really excited about that.
And so have you built one of these before, or a prototype of some kind?
This summer we have been making like test mock-ups and stuff, but we haven't actually built the entire thing. We'll start building in about a month. Right now we're figuring out the logistics, materials and stuff. And that's definitely Melissa's area of expertise. But yeah, so it's kind of, we're going to be figuring it out as we go. But fortunately, we do have Melissa, who specializes in 3D design, is very good at construction. So that's always a relief.
So what kind of materials are you thinking of using? Is it going to be wood? Is it going to be metal? Is it going to be...
Yeah. So what we want to do is keep it all like industrial materials. So lots of wire, metal. And the reason we're doing that is because just how birds make their homes out of twigs, we want to use the materials that humans use, which is industrial, wire, you know, mesh. So to create this kind of parallel between the two, how they make their homes parallel to how we make our homes.
So tell me how you had the idea to apply for one of these grants, and what that process was like.
Yeah. So I think what was the driving force is Katie Kreitz, our professor, gave us a lot of encouragement to apply for grants. Both Katie Smith and I took a class from her, which was called Professional Practice, where we kind of learned all about navigating this territory, writing grants and stuff. And then this grant came up and Katie Kreitz, she's like, you guys should apply for it. And so I just on a whim did it, and we're really excited about the project. But yeah, so that was the main force behind it all.
And so I imagine some of that grant funding is going to pay for just the materials for construction. What sorts of other things is the grant going to help with?
Yeah, so the grant will be primarily funding the construction and materials of the project, as well as transportation fees. And then it will also give us a small stipend for the work that we put into the project.
Oh, great. And so you mentioned that it's going to travel to different locations for children. So what kinds of locations do you have in mind?
So we have a few lined up already. Like I said, the focus is on Spokane's youth. So primarily elementary schools and libraries. We have Lakeside Elementary, Shiloh, as well as Millwood. And then we'll be adding a few additional locations as we go. But yeah, it'll be really fun. I just, imagining it in the back of the truck, like going places. places. It'll probably be a struggle loading it, but it'll be very amusing to see as it travels across Spokane.
Yeah. So will there be, I know that the project is primarily intended for kids and for them to explore, but will there be any sort of events or launches or things that the greater public can interact with this as well?
Well, I think one of the areas we do want to have it at is the downtown Spokane Library, but we'd be definitely open to having it at events as well.
And being a relatively young artist, and this is your first grant award, I'm curious about your background, and is this your primary medium? Is sculpture and this sort of public art, or what's your other medium that you've worked in?
So my specialization is actually printmaking, but I've also recently, both Katie and I have gotten very interested in public art, just because we like that ability to make art more accessible to people, and we think public art is the best way to do that. So we've been slowly getting experience in that area. And then Katie specializes in graphic design as well as printmaking. And then Melissa specializes in glass and installation sculpture. But we've all done installation and sculpture projects. But this is probably the largest project any of us have done.
It sounds like it's really a collaboration.
Yes.
So a lot of artists, you know, it's their project, it's their medium, or, you know, they may work with a partner, but there's three of you. So talk about that process of designing something and working together.
Yeah. So what's really great about us working together is we balance each other's strengths and weaknesses. The best way I could like describe it is if like we formed a body, I would definitely be the brain because I like to organize and plan. Melissa would definitely be the hands because she loves to dive in, construct, test materials. And then Katie is very detail-oriented, making sure everything looks visually presentable and cohesive. So we really like working together because those strengths and weaknesses really balance each other. Because sometimes like Katie and I can get too caught up in the details where Melissa dives right in, but then Katie and I can kind of clean up what Melissa's done. So it really works as we like push and pull each other when we work on a project together.
So it sounds like you've worked on other projects with these two before.
Yes.
What kinds of other projects have you done?
So Melissa and I recently did an installation together at Whitworth where we used all recycled materials to make this kind of mishmashed constructed like buildings coming out. It was this hanging installation. So now it's there at Whitworth's window gallery. So we had a lot of fun doing that. Katie and I have done a few printmaking things together. But this is the first time the three of us working together. But we also, since we went to Whitworth together, we're very used to helping each other on projects.
Sure. And so what's the timeline for this project? You said you've started doing some prototypes and designs. When do you hope to have it finished?
The hope is to have it finished by the end of November and start exhibiting it in December and then go throughout the school year because we wanted to make sure it's done in a time. So it has plenty of time to get to different schools within Spokane and then be ready to go throughout different areas in the summer.
And then you know, this thing is going to exist. It's a physical structure. What's your plan for after this?
Yes. Yeah. We'll donate the project to a specific area probably by the end of the summer once it's made its rounds and finds a permanent home.
And so that could be at one of the schools or the library or wherever it seems to fit the best.
Exactly.
I've been talking with Hannah Pamonte, who is one of the artists who's received a Saga Award this year. Her project, along with Katie Smith and Melissa Jones, is called the Bird Nest Installation, a movable and interactive public arts project. Well, Hannah, thanks so much for coming and talk with me.
Thank you for having me.